It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
There was a rough start in some places, but every governor from Florida to North Carolina has been fully cooperative and supportive and acknowledged what this team is doing.
President Biden there yesterday talking about FEMA and their response to, of course, Hurricane Helene, the results of that, which we're still just finding out all of the damage. And now we've got Milton bearing down on the west coast of Florida, right around Tampa. That should make landfall later tonight. So the question is, and Congress will get to the bottom of this, I'm sure, is FEMA running? Are they really out of money? I mean, do they have the money to respond to this next one? It makes you wonder about that. And our friend Chad Pergram with Fox News, Capitol Hill correspondent there, has been covering this. Chad, good to have you back. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Tell me what the deal is. I've assumed we're talking about two different budgets within FEMA here when they talk about some of it having been spent somewhere other than on American citizens. Is that correct?
You're really dealing with maybe three potential pots of money, and I'm going to break this down for you. This is complex. It is hard to understand, but guess what? This is the world sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is something called the Disaster Relief Fund, the DRF, D-R-F is what they refer to. And that goes when you have a natural disaster, an earthquake, hurricanes, tornadoes, blizzards, goes to that. People need shelter, food, medicine, evacuation, whatever. That's there. I was told that before they passed the interim spending bill, just before Congress went on the recess, that they were down to just a little bit over $1 billion in that fund. And even though the office of the speaker, Mike Johnson, portrayed this as saying, oh, you know, we saw Helene coming and we wanted to make sure there was more money in there. All of the members of the Appropriations Committee with whom I spoke, including Mark Amadei and a couple of others, he's a Republican from Nevada, said there was no conversation about getting ready for Helene, but they wanted to be prudent and just make sure they had money in that fund. So as part of that interim spending bill, the CR, as they call it, they put $20.3 billion in that fund. So FEMA was going to have a little bit more than $22, $23 billion. So here comes Helene. We know what happened there. Okay. Then I think what happened is that Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, muddled the waters a little bit where he said, we don't have enough money to make it through the season. Well, the hurricane season runs through the 30th of November. So if you have a big storm like Helene and then you have Milton coming, that makes sense. Okay, so that's just the disaster relief fund. Now, what will happen inevitably, and they are still working on this, were wildfires in Hawaii. There was a typhoon on Guam. Tornadoes in Iowa, Hurricane Beryl in Texas, that there's a bigger tranche of money that Congress will probably approve later this year, including for Helene, and we'll see what the price tag is on Milton here, but sometime in the next few months. But what they will have to do inevitably, certainly because of Milton, is reload the DRF, the DRF, immediately in November because they won't have enough. This will bleed that pretty low.
Wow.
And this is where Mayorkas was saying, yes, we have enough for right now. And that's that immediate response type of stuff. Now, this is where things get controversial. There is a memo, which I obtained last night, from the majority staff. These are the Republicans on the House Appropriations Committee that says that there is enough money. This is pretty crystal clear here to respond to both Milton and Helene in the DRF. But then it says there is something called the Shelter and Services Program. And the memo says that Congress has provided $1.7 billion since 2019 for humanitarian aid. And this is people who, you know, who are here illegally, sometimes legally, et cetera. And then in big, bold print in the memo, this is from the Republicans, mind you, there is no funding connection between the Shelter and Services Program and the DRF, the DRF. The only connection is that both programs are administered by FEMA. Now, I will conclude with this. This is the one confusing part, is that there was a report the other day, an inspector general report that came out, I think, in August from the inspector general. These are the watchdogs, the internal watchdogs for the Department of Homeland Security, that says there's something in the neighborhood of up to $8 billion from older disasters, even dating back to Superstorm Sandy in 2012, which, you know, hit New York and the Northeast, that FEMA conceivably could use to address this disaster, future disasters, you know, the backfill on Milton, the backfill on Helene, what have you. What I don't have an answer to is if that is possible to reprogram that money.
So, in other words,
so it's complicated, sounds like, but that's kind of where we are.
Congress or the Appropriations Committee would have to agree to that, I assume.
Congress would
right?
have to, yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes, but, yes. There is a little bit of agility that each administration has to move some things around, but you generally need a blessing by the Congress.
Well, that's what's interesting to me, because you had that confrontation between Peter Ducey and Karine Jean-Pierre, and he's talking about how Kamala Harris is tweeting saying, oh, you know, there's this humanitarian crisis going on in Lebanon, and we're allocating all this money, and essentially just saying, yeah, we're going to go ahead and do that. But then when it comes to helping people right here in the United States, they need Congress's approval.
They do need Congress's approval to approve new money, but there is money that they can move around a little bit there. But you're right. There really wasn't a very good response from Karine Jean-Pierre as to the clarity about that. And I think, you know, if you look back at the exchange, and it got a lot of press, that she was intent on making her point that Congress needs to come back immediately. And that's a theme that we've heard from the administration. Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, said that again yesterday. And Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, says we don't need to until, again, they're going to be fine. Even if, I mean, you could have thermonuclear war, and you probably wouldn't burn through $20 billion between now and when the Congress comes back.
So the difference is that it's new money versus the money that's already there to send to Lebanon?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
But again, it's hard. It's hard stuff, and it's easy to get confused, and it's really easy to put something out on Twitter that suggests something else. And this is where, you know, I was intrigued by the comments of Tom Cotton, Republican senator from Arkansas, on Meet the Press on Sunday, where he said, and I realize I'm shocked that there's politics on both sides amid a natural disaster.
Yeah.
But he said the administration seems to find money when it's something that's important to them, like gender studies programs is what he referred to, but compared to disaster relief. But we all know that it is good politics for both sides to actually address the natural disaster.
Yeah, true. I tell you, Chad Pergam, great stuff there. We appreciate you giving us some few minutes this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, take care. Chad Pergam, one of the senior correspondents there for Fox up on Capitol Hill. Yeah, so there is money from FEMA being spent on illegals. It's from a different bank account than the Disaster Relief Fund. There's an extra $20 billion in the Disaster Relief Fund, so they got plenty of money to take care of Milton and whatever's going on with Helene.
Okay, so I have two questions then. Then why would Alejandro Mayorkas make a comment like that? That just is foolish. Maybe that's why, is because he's foolish. That makes no sense to me. And, okay, I understand it's different pots of money for the illegals in our country, but couldn't that money have been reallocated, said, we're not going to spend money on this, and we're going to push it all over to the disaster relief fund?
I would think so. I would think they'd be able to do that. Maybe there's some rule we don't know. But bear in mind, he is Alejandro Mayorkas. He has completely screwed up this job since the day he took office. You can't expect anything more from him. You just can't.
You know how irritated they must be with him that he went out and said that, and they're having to clean up the mess and do damage control?
Yeah, well, he's done worse, and he's kept his job, so I don't think he's too worried about it, unfortunately. Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.